talking to God can feel intimidating. Our desire is to help you feel confident yet comfortable in your times of prayer. Here's the Talking to God podcast with Pastor Chad.
When life throws us into what seems like impossible situations, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and lost. We pray, God, this feels impossible, hoping for a swift solution. But God's good isn't always aligned with our plans. Sometimes it's through these very trials that God captures our attention and reveals something even greater. I used to have a beige-colored room in my house that always looked a different color based on the angle, the light, and the time of day that you saw it. Sometimes it would look green, beige, gray. You could never really put your finger on it. And in the same way, our lives take on different angles and perspectives, which really help us to see that what feels impossible might be the very path to experiencing God's extraordinary power and love. Would you pray with me? God, open our eyes to this space of impossibilities. Your word tells us that nothing is impossible with you, but our eyes have not seen that yet. We only see the impossible. Father, our prayer is always in light of Jesus' word. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Empower us, as Paul says in Ephesians, with inner strength through your spirit. Allow Christ to make his home in our hearts and teach us to trust him. Now, all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. Would you take a moment just to meditate on the words of Psalm 46, verses 1 through 11? God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city and it cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's army is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious work of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes waters to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. The Book of Common Prayer gives us a prayer in times of suffering and weakness. Maybe you've heard it prayed before, but it does our spiritual life a great service when maybe we could take a prayer like this and not just meditate on it, but memorize it and internalize it for those times when we are feeling the greatest impossibilities, to be able to lean in and pray words that maybe our lips cannot utter at the moment, but our heart has memorized. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I hold up all my weakness to your strength, my failure to your faithfulness, my sinfulness to your perfection, my loneliness to your compassion, my little pains to your great agony on the cross. I pray that you will cleanse me, strengthen me, guide me, so that in all my ways my life may be lived as you have lived, without cowardice and for you alone. Show me how to live in true humility, true contrition, and true love. Amen. Friends, if you're at all interested in memorizing this prayer, please check out the show notes for this written prayer.
Thanks for listening to the Talking to God podcast. If you found benefit from this kind of prayer podcast, look for Talking to God wherever you listen to podcasts or text the word God, that's G-O-D, to 67101, because talking to God should be easy.